It was the most difficult climb in their journey west, the Rocky Mountains of Montana and Idaho. We hit the Lolo Trail and follow in the footsteps of Lewis and Clark on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hey, Keith, long day tomorrow. Can you fill up the tractor?
Copy that.
I need 20 in diesel.
Okay, look, we know you wouldn't go to the local Gas and Go and put $20 of fuel in your tractor. That wouldn't even get the job done. So why would you risk leaving your crop short of the fuel it needs to get the job done this season? Add agro-liquid nutrients to your side dress and foliar pests to efficiently and economically get your crop the fuel it needs. Visit agroliquid.com/foliar to learn more.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
The spot is today just 10 miles south of Missoula, Montana. But even during the time of Lewis and Clark, Travelers Rest was a place where tribes came to meet others, to rest, and to catch other trails to their destinations.
Lewis looked across that dividing ridge, expecting to see the beautiful Columbia River, the headwaters of the Columbia River flowing blue and cool beneath him, and there was nothing but mountains there.
Historian Joe Musselman says Clark employed the help of a guide they called Old Toby to help them find their way over the mountains.
We don't know how old he was. He had one or two sons, but that doesn't mean he was as old as I am. He could simply have been the oldest of these three guys. Journalists only called him Old Toby once.
Historian George Knapp says big game was scarce, and finding enough food for the group seemed impossible at times.
They did start into their so-called portable soup, which the men detested. And depending on how you interpret that part of the journal, there is also mentioned that they possibly ate 20 pounds of candles, which would have been made out of elk fat.
Musselman says he can understand why these men may have even consumed those candles for food, though.
You've got to sympathize with these guys. They're used to eating a lot of protein and a lot of fat. If they ate the candles, one reason is it was made of tallow, the richest, the most powerful fat in the animal.
More of the story of Traveler's Rest next time as we travel the countryside near Missoula, Montana. I'm Andrew McCrae.